Welcome back to Rock and Roll Science Just Can't Let It Be. And I do mean welcome back. This daily podcast, focusing on the Beatles' sessions of exactly 40 years ago, has been on hiatus for a week while we waited for the Beatles to get their act together. George quit the Beatles on January 10th. Paul, Ringo, and some of their associates were equally annoyed by Yoko's intrusive style, but it was George who finally did something about it. Paul was afraid John would quit, and Ringo never says much, so we don't know if that's just Ringo or being Ringo or if he had other feelings, who knows. Anyway, George's action caused a crisis which resulted in everybody reaffirming their commitment to the band. And that commitment would last for 7 months, but at least we could get a couple more singles and 2 full albums out of that. In the past week, George rejoined the band, the sessions moved to the Beatles' new basement studio, and, most importantly, their attitudes improved greatly. The new atmosphere is evident before any music is played, as George and John discuss the press their argument received.
See Michael House go today? Don't you think it's suable? What about the fisticuffs?
Yeah, none of that.
It didn't take place, huh?
He said it did, didn't he?
No.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, he did.
He said it might have.
Yes, in the past. Well, that's false, too. It's never got to that. Except for a plate of dinner in Hamburg.
And that was before,
anyway. The picture's great, yeah. George Harrison, the sane one, speaks out.
If I read it, you'd believe, you know, before you get my I'll
up them all. Oh, it's great. You know, that's the sort of thing, like all that, you know, makes me more determined in a way. I don't know what to
do.
Yeah,
it does something, do you?
It makes
I think it's lopsided, the way it feels, wasn't it?
No, it was lopsided.
I see. Yeah, it gives you...
It's like there was something... You know, like the way Hasgo was saying, like he's been close to us a long time.
Yeah.
And it was like it said in one paper, and who better to talk about Apple than Robert Stigwood?
After goofing around a bit, the Beatles work on All I Want Is You. John introduced it earlier this month, but this would be their first actual rehearsal. And, of course, All I Want Is You was later retitled Dig a Pony.
All I want is
their rehearsal style today is much more laid back compared to how it was earlier this month. They previously would plow right through rehearsals even when they got stuck. Two of Us and Don't Let Me Down are 2 examples. But they'd get all cranky with each other, and they just couldn't get much done. Today, they avoided their frustration by taking frequent breaks. And those breaks were sometimes just jamming or playing oldies. But then they would always get back to work.
You're gonna put it on the charge again. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 40 days. Woo! 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 Yeah, I'll do it. I'll sing it. Woo-ha!
Other times they listened to playbacks of the day's recordings. And this brings me to a topic I've ignored so far, the professional recordings. Throughout the sessions earlier this month, the Beatles kept asking when professional recordings would be made. Equipment dribbled in throughout the weeks, but they just never got it together. Today at Apple, the correct gear finally will be set up. I imagine that George Martin also increased his commitment by finally getting the gear they needed from EMI. Most of the recordings made today on EMI equipment were erased. The only one that survived is the take of Bathroom Window that you can hear on Beatles Anthology 3. This is an earlier take, by the way. Join me tomorrow at Rock and Roll Science. That's rock, A-N-D, roll, science, .wordpress.com, as we review the Beatles' progress on January 22nd, 1969. Billy Preston arrives, and I'll play you some of my favorite music from this whole month. Until tomorrow, shine on, everybody. Rock Dad out.